What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Now, Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to your Monday show.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
It's a time of the day we usually go through everybody's weekend, see everybody was. Jess, you were out and about literally all weekend.
Yo, every single second. I was Dora the Explorer in Frederick, y'all.
How you doing? How you feeling?
You know what? Going to Frederick,
it's cute up there,
was the closest I will ever feel to feeling like I am living real life Gilmore Girls and Stars Hollow.
It's cute up there.
And that's how I know that there is, in fact, a mole at Wallet Hub for Columbia because there is no way in H-E double hockey stick that downtown Frederick, that historic Frederick, hasn't gotten number one. When I tell you I went there and I was like, is this place for real?
Yeah,
like, cute. Everyone is so nice. Everybody's waving at each other. Like, the cutest shops, the cutest businesses, the cutest restaurants. Like, it was, I was like, this is overwhelming.
Yeah. You got to go back in the fall, too, if you want Gilmore Girls.
Oh, like, I'm going to the fall. I'm going in the winter. I'm moving.
Yeah.
Like, it is just so flipping cute. So, Garage Boy and I were exploring it from top to bottom.
Yeah.
We were out there with the Maryland Office of Tourism, and it was a good time.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore Top Three.
Three.
With Jess.
All right. Let's get going. Morning, everybody.
Number three.
The Fund for Educational Excellence celebrated Baltimore's principals with a big award ceremony. Five principals from across the city were selected as the 2025 Heart of the School Award recipients. At the annual event, the principals were presented with $2,500 for their schools. And this year's awardees included Northwood Elementary, Moravia Park Elementary, the Reach Partnership School, Forest Park High School, and Mount Royal Elementary and Middle School. So congratulations to the 2025 Heart of the School Award recipients.
Number two.
It's the beginning of the end for Netflix's Stranger Things. The streamer finally revealed the highly anticipated release date for the fifth and final season of the hit show, and it's coming in three parts. So the first is debuting on November 26th. They're going to get part two on December 25th, and then you will get the season, the series finale on December 31st, and the entire cast is back for the 3-volume Stranger Things season 5.
It's like the worst. As it comes to an end, man, you get so sick. You don't get this like lost, like you're just like this weird like anticipatory grief as it starts to come to an end.
So many of the comparisons of when the kids were little to how they look now are starting to pop up on my feed, and it's crazy.
I know, so weird.
Number 1.
Taylor Swift has regained control of all of her music. Taylor bought back the master recordings of her first 6 albums, and she confirmed that all of her work, we're talking music, videos, art, and more, now belongs to her. And she thanked the fans, crediting their support of her re-recorded albums, along with the success of the Eras Tour, for making this possible. Now, this purchase follows producer Scooter Braun acquiring her catalog 6 years ago without her approval. The music catalog was later sold to Shamrock Capital, who has now sold it to Taylor Swift for around $360 million. So she re-recorded 4 of the albums in question: Fearless, Red, Speak Now, and 1989. The only ones that she didn't get to were her 2006 self-titled debut and 2017's Reputation. She also said that she actually re-recorded her debut album, and she might even release that. Uh-huh. A little bit of Reputation is done, but yeah, Taylor has her music, y'all.
So you can listen to the old stuff without feeling guilty anymore? Is that what we're hearing?
Yes.
I mean, which is good. Actually, it was funny because Charlotte and I were talking about this last week about how, listen, I don't care. To me, it's like the old stuff is always, it's like what you know. And like you want to support the new stuff because I know the old stuff feels icky, but like your brain is so used to the old stuff that for some reason the new stuff just doesn't feel right. You know, like it just doesn't feel like the song that you're used to anymore.
I'm just really excited for Taylor Swift. I think that she showed a lot of bravery and she was standing up more than just wanting her music back when she spoke up about what was happening to her in the industry. And she did not quit. She didn't give up. And she wasn't going to stop until she got what was hers. And I'm just so, so excited for her. This is Jess, and that's your top 3 on Mix 106.5. Good morning and happy Monday.
If you're on the run from the police, like giving a fake name, I guess, would make sense. Unless the name that you're giving is a name that's also wanted by the police. Like, don't give that name. They come up with a different name. Make up a name, but don't give another felon's name that doesn't make sense.
That's kind of messed up.
Y'all, welcome to PA So Cray Cray. It's that time of week where we look at our neighbors and like, what's happening, right? You haven't done one of these with us before. Jess, what is this?
So we've created a segment that's dedicated to our neighbors in PA just because the more bizarre, random, nationally trending set lines tend to happen there. So we just kind of check in, like, what's going on down the street?
Right. There's nothing wrong with Pennsylvania. It's a great state. But, like, when we got here and we started going through the news, we're like, I mean, things happen here in Maryland for sure. And, like, down in D.C. and Virginia and Delaware and stuff. But like always, I mean, literally without fail, there's always a wacky news story every single week religiously in Pennsylvania. And we're like, have y'all never noticed this? Have you just ever noticed the news is weirder in Pennsylvania? And this week specifically, I mean, y'all, this is like, this one's real close to home. Let's go up to York. So, this happened last week. There's this woman. Her name, she's 39. Her name is Kendra. And she was wanted, and this actually is kind of serious. She was wanted for a homicide that was tied to a drug delivery that caused someone's death. Very serious. I mean, this woman's a criminal, right?
Yeah, it's very serious.
Well, police stopped her, and she tried to dodge the police by giving, it was actually just a traffic stop, and she tried to dodge this arrest by giving a different name, and the name that she gave was actually her sister's name.
Oh,
so
there's gotta be beef there,
possibly.
Yeah,
so
no,
she's like,
sure.
She's like, no, I'm not Kendra, I'm this other name. My name is actually Cotty. I'm Cotty. So they're like, okay, Cotty, well, come with us. Well, here's a problem. They've typed the name Cotty into the computer, And Cotty also has a warrant out. Cotty has a felony.
There's a trend here. All right.
Cotty has a felony for retail theft right now. So they're like, well, Cotty, unfortunately, we have to arrest you because you're wanted for felony retail theft. So they actually then still have to arrest Kendra, take her in to jail because they obviously think this woman is skipping prison for retail theft. Only to realize, no, this is Kendra, who's actually wanted for homicide.
Oh.
So the woman still gets arrested.
I mean, yeah.
Like, why not? Like, you could have given any other name. Like, if you're going to give a name.
No, they must have, they probably just got in a fight.
But, like, why give the name of another felon? They're just going to type that name in the computer, see that you also have a felony. Like, you might as well have said Mickey Mouse.
Nah, but, like, when you're in one of those situations, she could have been, like, the last person that she spoke to or, like, just sent her a text message. I feel like sometimes you just kind of blurt something out or, like, whatever's top of mind.
Taylor Swift. Like, you literally could have said almost anything just as bad. Maybe just don't say another felon's name. If you're going to get stopped by the police, if you're a felon, don't say another felon's name because you're not going to get in any less trouble because it's not how it works. So obviously now she's in even more serious trouble because
well, yes.
You can't give a false name.
Yeah.
So she's obviously now arrested and now giving false identification. And now it's even worse than it was in the first place. We've learned lessons here today, people.
Yeah, this one was messy.
It's why we say PA so cray cray. That's why they have their own segment here.
Jess. $1,000 minute. Mix 106.5.
Let's go. 5 chances this week to win $1,000 in free dash and gas. Caller 10 is up. Who is this? Hi.
This is Brian.
Brian, what's up, man?
Hey, Brian. Happy Monday.
Woo, happy Monday. Happy June.
Happy June.
I like that.
It does not feel June, though, does it not?
No, definitely not.
I mean, I'm not complaining because you know how it's going to go. It's going to turn on us real fast here pretty soon. But like, it's 49 right now in right here in Baltimore, which is crazy. It's crazy cold this morning. But it's all right, Brian. Brian, you're going to be our first winner of June. You ready to go?
Are you kidding me? I'm calling number 10.
Bro, you're number 10.
Oh, Brian, I'm so sorry. Did we not tell you in the beginning?
Yeah, you're number 10.
Oh, no, yeah.
That's amazing.
we're not just chit-chatting for fun.
I'm like, hey, Brian.
With me on the way to school.
Wait, what's your son's name?
Connor.
Connor, what's up? Hi, Connor.
Oh, he's got his mouth full of a sausage sandwich.
Okay. Well,
eat your breakfast.
Connor, you enjoy breakfast. Connor. We're just going to play this little game and see how we do. Jess, explain the rules and we're going for it.
Okay, so if you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just have to say pass, and then we will go back to them only if there's time at the end. Brian and Connor, are you ready to play?
And Scarlett.
Oh, Scarlett.
Hi, Scarlett. Good morning, Scarlett.
Good morning.
Oh, hi.
Good morning.
Okay, let's go.
Your chance at $1,000 in dash and gas starts now.
Question number 1. What does M in MLB stand for?
Major.
Correct. Question number 2. What's the main ingredient in a traditional Cuban sandwich?
Pass.
Question number 3. In what state would you find the Great Salt Lake?
What state?
Yes.
Utah.
Correct. Question number 4. How many days are in June and July combined?
61.
Correct. Question number 5. What does Dory suffer from in Finding Nemo?
Short-term memory loss.
Correct. Question number 6. Obey Your Thirst is a slogan for which soft drink?
Pass.
Question number 7. What do you call a female cow who hasn't had a calf yet?
Sow.
It's not a sow, unfortunately. You went for it, which is really smart there because we're getting there towards the end.
Yeah, it's okay, Brian. Also, I think it was Scarlett who told you to pass. Shout out for the support.
Yes,
shout out to her for keeping
support.
You along with the round.
Good
absolutely.
That was good.
Back to the ones you passed
well played
on.
Round, too.
Yeah, no, that was you did really well, Brian. So back to number 2. What is the main ingredient in a traditional Cuban sandwich? That is pork?
Yep.
And number six, obey your thirst is the slogan for which soft drink? That is Sprite.
Sprite was the one they were looking for.
Sprite. Yep. And then number seven, what do you call a female cow that hasn't had a calf yet? That answer is heifer. What is a sow? Because I know that.
Yeah, it's also
is that some kind of cow? Is it cow related?
I think that's also some type of cow.
Yeah,
related.
I get why you got confused. There's so many different.
Unfortunately,
terms.
Not the type of cow we were looking for right there. But
Brian, Scarlett, and Connor, I think you guys did a good job for Monday.
How do we feel? Was that the first time you guys have gotten through? No, we've talked to you guys before, haven't we?
I've called in for opinions.
Yeah, I was going to say, your voice sounds familiar. But hey, it's the first time through. How many days of school we got left? And I know we're getting towards the end here.
Just four.
Wait, this is the last week?
Scarlett's on her last week. Connor goes to a different school, and he's got about 2 weeks, I think.
Man, we're wrapping it up. We're wrapping it up.
Oh, man. Sorry, Connor. That's tough,
I know.
Buddy.
That's got to be hard. it's not as fun as Scarlett's last week.
You're close,
it's all right.
You're close.
Scarlett, enjoy your last week. Connor, enjoy your last 2 weeks. Brian, always good talking to you guys. And we'll do 7 new trivia questions worth $1,000 same time tomorrow, okay?
Hey, thanks a lot.
Have a good day at school, guys, and make sure to head to Dash In and treat your taste buds to their brand new mouth-watering parfait. It's creamy, low-fat Yoplait yogurt, mixed berries, and crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh every day at Dash In.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Please tell me you find this message just a little bit rude. I've been stewing over this the last couple of days. Friday show, I told you that I bought a bike and I had a Facebook Marketplace, and I realized after riding it for a couple of days, I'm not a bike guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I had thought, well, like if you buy something from a store and you don't like it, you can take it back, right?
And we tried that day when he revealed to us the nonsense that he was attempting to do. This is Facebook Marketplace.
Yes, right. And I
get rule, it. Same rules don't apply there.
And I realize, and yes, please keep in mind, I don't think that this woman was obligated to take the bike back. But I thought, why not ask, right? You don't know unless you ask.
You just wanted to see what she would say.
You might as well ask. And I sent her a message saying, listen, I realized after riding, I'm just not really a bike guy.
How many days did you have the bike, by the way?
It was about a week.
Okay.
But I only rode it like one. It was like one bike ride and like one time around the block. So
okay.
After that, I was like, I'm just not for me. I sent her a nice message just being like, hey, it's just not for me. Do you mind taking it back?
And also guilt trip message
as well. A little guilt trip because I'm like, hey, next week's my birthday. If you don't mind, do me a little favor, take it back.
Yes.
And what she said back to me, I just feel like, listen, either take the bike back or don't. What she said back to me was just kind of felt like, why even do this?
Mm-hmm.
Why even give me this rude in between in the middle offer? So I get a message back from her on Saturday morning. She said, honestly, this is a first for me. I've sold a lot on Marketplace and no one's ever tried to return something, especially a used bike. You saw,
because it is crazy.
You saw it, you rode it, and it was priced fair for what it was. But if you really want to bring it back, I'll take it back, but I'm only giving you $80. So I paid $120 for the bike.
Okay,
she said,
yeah.
I'm only giving you
$80. She's charging you for what you used it, like almost as if you like rented it from her.
It's been a few days you've ridden it, and I'd have to repost it and deal with that again. Let me know.
Yeah.
Y'all, to me, that felt really icky.
What?
Like,
you think that was icky, but you don't think anything was icky about your behavior and your first message and attempt to get your money back for this used bike that you've had for a week?
Take it back or don't. Like, then don't be rude and be like, just.
I actually think she's being nice. She could have ignored you or been like, ha, 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 sayonara. But she didn't. She's like, hey, you know what? Okay, fine. But you're only getting this certain amount of money back. Bro, are you kidding me?
Because that kind of feels like robbery to me.
What?
It kind of feels like she's like robbing the situation a little bit. Does it not feel like she's taking advantage a little bit of the situation?
No.
Because at this point, I could just sell the bike and make whatever profit from it, period.
Then why didn't you do that in the first place?
Well, I mean, I can, and that's probably what I'll end up doing.
No.
Because in this situation, it feels like she's just taking advantage and wanting to, like, use the money.
Let me put this into terms you'll understand.
Okay.
You know how you hate interacting with people most of the time?
Yes, okay.
I feel like the $20 is like her service charge.
It's $40.
Whatever, $40.
$20.
For
okay,
having like, to deal nonsense. With nonsense interacting fee. With a random stranger.
Yeah.
Not once, but twice.
Yeah, her time.
Yeah.
Nonsense time.
Fee. Yeah.
You think that sounds fair? You think $40 on $120 sounds fair for me taking the bike for a week?
She could have been like, I'll take it back, but I'm not giving you anything.
Yeah.
To me, like literally when she said that, I felt so used. Like it felt
imagine how the bike feels.
Taken advantage of.
Yeah.
That like she would take it felt like she was literally just trying to like rob me of my money.
No, you're being crazy. You're being
really,
ridiculous.
It really feels crazy, ridiculous.
Yeah,
you're lucky you got a response and you got one. Either take the $80 or let it go.
No, I'm keeping the bike. I mean, the bike because I'm not gonna let her rob me like that. That just feels
Yeah,
feels
leave
weird.
Her alone though. Feels, just leave her alone. To me. She did her part.
Susan in Edgewater, do you think this sounds reasonable? I just feel like $40 seems really extreme to have a bike for a week.
Kramer, you're being ridiculous.
Why?
Please, Susan, tell him. Like, this situation is so out of pocket. It's wild.
First of all, to even reach back to someone on Facebook Marketplace and ask them to take something back, that's wrong in the first place. And the second place is she made an offer and you're offended by it.
Just say no. It just feels like she's trying to rip me off at this point. Like why take my money?
Kramer, get over it, man.
Get over it, man.
Okay, but just tell me, honestly, does it not feel a little scammy that she's just not like,
coming from the biggest scammer I know in my life?
Kramer, the fact that you even reached out to her to ask her to take it back, you have nothing to say about anything that she offered you.
So I can't say anything about a scam because it feels scammy to you too that I'm even asking. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Love
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah. Love you.
All right, love you.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra. This is Judge Jess.
Yeah, you're not going to believe who just Venmo'd her, but now that she knows it's an accident, does she have to return this or does she not? Welcome to Judge Jess, everybody. This is my friend. She's not a real judge. I don't know if you can tell from that cheap little bib around her neck or not, but...
My judge costume. I got a lot of opinions, though. If you need, like, an outside perspective, I'm your girl.
I will say, I've known Jess now for 10 years, and she always does give very good opinions. And that's why we created this segment. So we always say, listen, if you've got a disagreement going with somebody, and you just need an outside source of who's right and who's wrong, call the voicemail. It's 855-KRAMER-JESS. Yes, that's a real number. Tell us what's going on with you guys, and then Jess will help you kind of figure out, like... Who really is in the right and who's in the wrong, you know?
Hi, my name's Amanda from Columbia, and I have a question for Judge Jess. I dated my ex for 3 years. We broke up about 8 months ago, and we haven't really stayed in touch. And he sent me this Venmo for $75. And the Venmo note was just this blue heart emoji with no words. And I wasn't sure what it meant. I mean, I honestly thought maybe, okay, this is a peace offering. But I wasn't going to turn down free money from anybody because I'm broke. And it was the last bit I needed for this car repair. And a few days later, he texted me, hey, that wasn't for you. That was for someone new that I'm dating. Her name is also Amanda. And he said the blue heart is like their thing. So now he's asking me to send the money back. But I feel like it's his fault for not double checking. And since I already spent it, do I really have to send it back? I mean, can I just keep it for pain and suffering? It's not like I'm trying to be petty or anything. It just feels like this isn't really my problem. So I just need you to solve who's right and who's wrong. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Bye.
Damn it, man. Damn it, damn it, damn it. So her ex accidentally sends her $75. Okay? Not a ton of money, but still.
It's money.
I mean, it's money. I mean, it's not $7.50.
Mm-hmm.
I guess enough for me to be pissed if I sent it to my... If any of us, if we sent $75 to our ex, we'd be...
It's not $5.
It's not $5.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Does she have to send that money back, especially now that she's spent it? Like, I mean... Yo, I'm even struggling with this one. I gotta send it to my morally correct friend, Jess, because I don't...
The blue heart is our thing. Girl, keep the money for that alone. Also, you guys dated for 3 years and he accidentally sent it to you instead of the new girl that he's dating? No.
Well, okay,
it feels very... personally, I just... No, because if this is... I'm just saying how Venmo works. Like, it's either you're typing them in or it comes up. He sees the photo. I just don't think that it was accidental. But I don't.
Like you look
at the photo, not the name. If it was just off name alone, okay. But in the little bubble, you see the photo.
Bro.
And I just feel like that's a little interesting. You're telling me I haven't heard from you, and then all of a sudden you just want to accidentally just slip in there that you're dating somebody new? Like, get out of here.
You don't pettily send accidentally $75. If he accidentally texts her something, that'd be one thing. I don't think he accidentally sent her $75.
Dude, you see the photo in Venmo. It's not just off like the handle alone. If it was just off of like off the dome, Amanda, okay, fine. But you see somebody's photo. I don't.
Really?
And I'm keeping your money. You and your blue heart. The blue heart doesn't belong to you. It's an emoji. Get over yourself.
Really?
Yeah, keep the money, girl.
Wow.
It's for her. That's her nonsense fee.
That's shocking.
Yeah. Keep the money.
Jess,
he can give his other Amanda another 75 blue heart. XOXO.
Do you agree with that? I'd like to take an informal poll on this.
I'd keep it.
Do you? I mean, that's fine. I'm wondering.
If my ex pulled something like that, you best believe I'm keeping that money.
I'm just wondering if everyone thinks that was a mistake. I don't think people make $75 mistakes. I mean, not mistakes. You know what I mean? I don't think he did that on purpose. Like, I literally, just to mess with her, if he's dating somebody new, I think Jess has
with the same name, too. Like, ew, get out of here. This is Mindy on 2 in Baltimore.
What's up, Mindy? Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Did he do it on purpose, you think?
I don't necessarily think he did it on purpose, no.
Right.
But do I think she should keep the money? Yes, because, listen, the way Venmo works, like Jess said, like the way them, you know who you're, like you have to actually select the person.
Uh-huh.
Like you
see the picture.
So for real right now, sir. Like absolutely not.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
No matter the reasoning. Said, yeah. No matter the reasoning, we may not know for
said,
sure.
Sorry, not sorry. Mm-hmm. And be more careful next time. And thank you for my $75.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I don't disagree, but I will say just out of habit, if they dated for 3 years, just out of habit, maybe
you see
he
the
just
photo.
Exactly.
So, but
out of
you're
habit,
saying they have the same name and they look the same? Like,
moving,
what kind of guy are you?
If he's moving fast, you know what I mean? Like, maybe he's just going. I mean, that part alone, I could see why he would just type in her name just because he's done it for so many times. Like, come on, you know how that works. Amy, Glen Burnie, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you feel like he did this on purpose? Do you feel like he genuinely would send her $75 just to be petty?
I think he probably did do it on purpose, depending on how long it took him to reply back saying it was incorrect.
Yeah.
Because I've made a Zelle mistake of $300, and my saving grace was the person that I Zelle did not have Zelle set up, so I got my money back instantly.
Wait, how did that, what was the mistake? How did that happen for you?
I was typing the number in. It wasn't somebody in my saved contacts.
Okay.
And I missed a digit.
Got
and
it.
That's fair. I think that's a mistake that can be made with Zelle. However, if it's Venmo, shouldn't his new Amanda be closer in his recents? The answer is yes.
Good.
If he's
and
dating this new
girl. I think he did
girl.
It on purpose.
Yeah, so
you
do
still
I.
Think so. I'm just telling you, I don't think guys are this petty. I'm going to stand up for men for 1 second. Not $75 petty. If he were to text her and be like, I love you, and then she was like, what? He was like, oh, sorry, that's for my new girlfriend, Amanda.
He did this on purpose.
I just don't think he would have put $75 into it.
But 75 is yours, girl. Keep it.
410-583-1065. We're talking about Amanda on Judge Jess. You know, she got this this Venmo money from her ex, and all of a sudden he's like, no, I need that back, that's for my new girlfriend. Hey Jamie, what up? Do you think he did this on purpose?
Absolutely.
Yes, girl.
Wait,
that's
why?
What I'm saying.
No,
guys,
doing
no
this
all, you don't date a girl for 3 years and then immediately start dating somebody with the same freaking name. That's
literally.
Amanda is the most common name on the planet.
No, absolutely not.
No, this has messy X written all over it.
It
you
sure
accidentally.
And,
no.
Sorry, I meant to send it to my new girlfriend with the same name, Blue Heart.
I'm keeping it. She better keep it.
I have a dose of petty in me, no problem. I don't have a problem with that. The problem that I have with is no one's going to be petty for $75 accidentally.
Yes.
Like, that's the
no,
part.
No, it's either.
Why are you sending your girlfriend $75?
He wants attention from her. Or he's being petty and wants to rub it in her face. It's one or the other.
Or both.
Yeah,
or
true.
Both.
You're right.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Y'all, this is kind of scary. We couldn't really talk about it until now. Two of us actually found ourselves in the emergency room late last week. One of us was actually hurt. One of us was just there for moral support. That person that was there because they were hurt was Charlotte.
It's me.
Do you want to explain what happened? I was just there because I, by odd circumstance.
Timing, you're in the area.
Right, I just happened to be driving by, but it's not really my story to tell. But what happened? This was so scary.
Yeah, you ever just come home from work and be standing in your bathroom and suddenly start seeing stars and you're like, oh, I'm going to pass out.
So
I like was able to sit down because I was like, I suddenly got the feeling that like something was just like very not right. And for context, I don't have a history of this, of like passing out. Like that doesn't normally happen to me.
So this was like a random situation where you just passed out and you had no idea why or what led to that point.
Yeah, it was kind of a freak thing. Like I was here Thursday. I felt fine all day. Totally normal day. Even had a pastry for breakfast, which is honestly more than I eat before I get home, which is bad. But so I was standing in my bathroom and I started like seeing stars and I felt like very woozy and just whack. So I sat down and then I guess I blacked out after I sat down because I woke up with my head leaning on the ledge of my bathtub.
You fell backwards.
Yeah. Ooh. And my sister was home at the time and she said she heard like a super loud bang. But I have this window that keeps like falling and it's broken, so she just assumed it was that.
Oh, no.
And like didn't check, unfortunately.
So you don't know how long you were actually passed out for.
I don't know, which is scary. And also like I didn't even realize I blacked out. Like, I just, like, woke up with my head on the tub, and I was like, oh, like, this is weird. Like, I didn't, like, in my mind, I thought I had just, like, leaned back. Like, I didn't realize.
You couldn't remember the point A to point B.
It was, like, it took me a moment to realize that my head was, like, throbbing with pain, like, where it hit it on the tub. So,
oh, God.
So that was definitely
painful. That's so scary.
Yeah, it was really scary. It was really terrifying.
It was so weird because I just happened to be texting Charlotte about something for work. A video hadn't been posted for the day, and I just happened to be texting her. And I was like, hey, where's that video? And she was like, well, I'll get posted in a minute. I just hit my head. And I was like, and in case you don't know, I've got some massive PTSD with some head trauma stuff from an assault from a couple of years ago. And so I instantly called her. I'm like, hey, are you okay? She's like, I'm not really sure. I'm like, hey, if you need me to take you to
if you have a concussion right now.
Yeah, I was like, if we need to go to the hospital, let's go to the hospital. And so we instantly, I mean, after a couple of seconds, because I happen to be in the area, I live down there now. And so within minutes, we were off to the, what is it, Howard County
General
Hospital. So we were in the, I mean, within minutes, we were off the hospital. What did they say after they gave you all the tests and everything? Did they have any idea of why you passed out? Or
it was a lot. We don't have a firm conclusion. Makes it so much scarier, honestly.
Yeah, I know.
I would have felt way more settled if we had a conclusion, like
an answer.
My vitals were okay. Mm-hmm. Like, it didn't look like there was anything wrong with my heart, thankfully, or mm-hmm. like anything wrong with that. But our best conclusion is that my vagus nerve got overstimulated and like maybe I had a panic attack. Unclear on it. I don't think that happened because normally when I have a panic attack, I know that I'm having a panic attack. I can feel my brain like spinning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this happened so fast.
Yeah.
I didn't have a moment to think about things. It was just like, I was like, I'm going down.
Yeah.
Like, I literally need to go down.
Right.
So our best guess is just my nervous system got overwhelmed basically because I do already have like existing issues with my vagus nerve with like my sneezing issues and everything.
I mean, thank God you're okay, though. I think it's frustrating when you don't have an answer. That's frustrating for anyone, but at least you're okay.
Are you feeling okay today?
Yeah, I feel a lot better. I was saying, honestly, if anything, I just feel like a bobblehead because my head is so swollen that I feel like I have like extra head right now.
Right.
But
other than feeling bobbleheadish, you're feeling back to normal.
I feel pretty much okay now. Oh, so
that's good.
Very
scary
grateful.
Stuff, man. Scary stuff, especially with your head. I told Charlotte if she needs to dip, if Charlotte's just gone, all of a sudden you know she's just taking care of herself. So we're glad you're back and feeling.
Thanks.
Other
guys.
Than bobbleheadish. Back to normal. Man, we were so anxious. And I know you kind of been waiting to find out how this turned out too, because it could either be love or it could be disastrous. And I don't think there's anywhere in between with this one, you know? Y'all, it's time for our Talk Me Out of It update. This is where we check back in with people from the previous week with their Talk Me Out of It situations to figure out how these things actually went down. Jess, where were we? Because luckily we've got them on hold, but we got to figure out first what happened with his story. Where was he?
Anonymous was considering asking out a coworker on a date. The only issue is that she is 3 or 4 levels above his position. Like, right. She
upper
is
management.
Upper management. It sounds like the highest of management in his building. There's a minor age difference there, which is not really the issue. I think the issue was
the position
and if he was willing to possibly compromise that.
We're going to find out. Hi, Anonymous. You're back on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning.
Hey.
So.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. I did it. I sent the email.
You did?
Did you change the subject line or did you keep the one you had?
No, I just changed it kind of to what you said.
Okay, oh, cool.
So what? You don't sound good. Why not?
So I hit send Friday at 1 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I haven't heard anything back from her.
Ugh, that's a little unsettling.
But at 4 p.m. on Friday, I got a calendar invite from my boss, a one-on-one meeting set for 9 a.m. Wednesday, the morning she gets back from vacation.
Wait, from...
And the invite had no subject. And no context, no agenda, which is really weird. Like, one-on-ones aren't unheard of, but like, we usually do like one a month and always has a written agenda. And we just had one like 2 weeks ago.
Wait,
with your boss. So not her.
Yeah, no, with my boss.
Oh,
yeah,
wait.
My boss is out of town until Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Let's get this timeline straight. You send this email to this higher up woman that you have feelings for. No response back from her. But then a couple hours later, you get this really cryptic meeting
appointment
for 9 a.m., basically the second that your boss gets back from vacation, but there's no notice of why.
Right, which is really suspicious. And my boss is out of town, so I can't even ask, like, what it's about.
No.
And I've been, like, spiraling, you know, wondering if this is about the email or something else is going on.
Could it be? Yeah. Okay, hang on. Okay, because, yes, that is very unsettling. Could
Let's be real. Right off the bat, I'm thinking you're in trouble. I'm afraid.
No, hang on. I could totally see how you
We have to acknowledge that. That's why I said it. Like, let's be real. Like, yeah, it could be something else for sure. But, like, I would be freaking out, too. So that's fair for you to feel.
Yeah, you should absolutely be freaking out. But we can't also say this is absolutely it. We got to leave some room for some wiggle room. Here. There could be some...
Okay, so let's say that the woman that you have feelings for tells your boss, and maybe you're not necessarily getting in trouble. Okay. She could possibly be having your superior let you know, hey, sure. We can't move forward with this, just so you're aware.
Yes,
maybe it doesn't need to be that bad. So the meeting's happening on Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, listen, I do not want to intrude on this at all. But I'll be honest when I say we are going to be wildly curious. And, like, I'm just going to lightly extend an invitation to you. Would you be interested in coming back on, I guess, then Thursday morning this time to let us know what that meeting was about? Because I know that we're all going to be very concerned about that meeting for you as well.
I can do that.
I really don't think your email was inappropriate. No. Like, other than the subject line, which we fixed.
Right.
I felt like you went about it in the most respectful way that you could.
Right, right.
So I'm really thinking it could be something else, maybe.
So let's plan on talking Thursday morning, 8:25 again. And, like, let's find out what actually happened in your meeting with your boss after you sent this flirty email to a woman in your upper management, so we can all kind of, like, rest our mind. Is that cool?
Okay.
I just unlocked a new level of I'm in my 30s energy, and there's nothing I can deny about this, like, straight up.
Welcome to it, Jessica. Welcome to being an adult.
Straight up.
What happened?
So this weekend, I was with the Maryland Office of Tourism and Visit Frederick and did this incredible magical weekend in downtown Frederick, and I'm going to a bunch of different shops and doing activities and different restaurants, and now this is, which is, it's so much fun and I had the best time, but these weekends are packed. Yeah. Like, they're just stacked with a ton of different stuff I'm supposed to do. Now this is the last stop on my last day there, our last dinner at Bentstown, and it was incredible. But at this point, like, my husband, Garage Boy, and I are, you know, we are...
A little sleepy.
We're stuffed with fun and magicalness to the brim.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're eating dinner, and we had so much fun at the restaurant, but now that we have, like, our entrees and everything like that, we're eating, and it's so good. And I literally was like, you know, we could just get a to-go box and finish this in our... hotel room, so we could, like, sit in bed and put the robes on if you want. Like, I don't know if you think that'd be a crazy idea, but, like, we could. Mind you, like, we both took a few bites of, like, our food, and it was incredible. Like, the food and the experience was so good, but by the time we got our actual meal, I kind of like threw out the fishing line and was like, you know what would be crazy?
Wouldn't it be wild
if you were interested? Like, wouldn't it be so fun to, like, finish this in bed at the hotel? Because also the hotel was so magical. Like, this is, like, the Visitation Hotel was, like, it's like this, like, massive king sized bed. They had those, like, fluffy white robes, and it just was calling my name.
Yeah.
It's all I wanted to do.
So wait, you got your entree, and instead of eating it at the restaurant,
instead of finishing it fully. Like, I got a cute couple of bites in.
Is that because you had to for social media, or is that because you actually wanted to eat it at the restaurant? Be honest.
Both.
Okay.
Both.
Mostly.
Because it always tastes better at the restaurant.
Okay.
Like, I'm a firm believer of that.
So halfway through your meal, you're like, I'm really tired. I just want to finish this in bed. And you packed your food up and you went back to the hotel.
When I tell you, I was so cozy in these sheets with my robe on, TV on. Like, imagine me. I just took a shower. My hair was in like a white towel. I was like bundled up in this robe. I'm like under the covers, and then I'm like eating. I'm chowing down on this smash burger from Benstown, and it was the best moment I've ever experienced.
I'm not. Are you asking me if I'm mad at it? Because I ain't mad at it.
I've never done that before in my life.
Of course you haven't.
I've never taken two bites at a bar restaurant. That's popping, by the way. A live band just showed up. There's live music. Like, this place is buzzing. And I was like, all I want to do is cozy up in my hotel bed.
Because Jess is barely getting into her 30s. She just got into her second year of her 30s.
Yes.
Now, the Jess that I know, I've been friends with Jess now for a decade. The Jess that I know.
I would have gone on stage. I would have asked if I could sing with this band. I literally would have been like, can I do karaoke with you guys or what?
And now this new 30-year-old Jess.
I was like snug as a bug.
She's halfway through.
I was snug as a bug eating my burger, and it was so good.
She's halfway through her entree, and she's like, man, you know what sounds really good right now? The bed. She packs her entree up.
I had such an incredible time, though. Whether it's at the restaurant or in a hotel bed, Benstown, y'all make a really good burger.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.